A airs three parts, As If Now, All Areas of Life, and Achievable. Put a star by As If Now, because again, this is a real critical component of the SMART criteria. The goals that you set should be expressed in the present tense, as if you are already living the achievement of the goal. Goals expressed in future tense absolutely do not work. So if somebody sets a goal that says, I will earn this amount of money, I will live in this house, I will be this fit, I will have this relationship, will never arrives. It's always out in the future. In certain cases, it might be appropriate to set a goal in the past tense, as in you might say, it's December 31st in the year 2004, and I've earned X thousand pounds this year. That can work. And the best way is to express the goal in the present tense. I earn this amount of money. I live in this kind of house. I drive this car. My body weighs this. My percentage body fat is whatever percentage. I am in a relationship with this particular kind of partner, and the relationship is like whatever your relationship criteria are. All areas of life. Let's turn to page 3. To achieve balance in your life, it's best to actually set goals in all areas. Now, you could divide your life up into whatever areas work best for you, but on page 3, what I've got is 8 particular areas of life which seem to work quite well. And what we've got there is what I call the wheel of life. So the areas that I would most definitely have goals in would be your business and career, or what you might call your job, financial goals, goals for your family if you have a family, your relationship goals, health and fitness goals, goals for your personal development, as in how you're going to develop yourself, what kind of qualifications do you want to have, what kind of things do you want to be able to do, what kind of courses and training do you want to successfully complete? Also the area of spirituality, which is probably the most ambiguous out of all of those areas, as in spirituality means something different to everyone. And then just plain materialistic goals. What are the things that you want to have? By setting goals in all of those areas and taking action in all of those areas means that what you'll achieve is balance in your life. And you'll find that what happens is different areas in your life begin to support each other, so you become more balanced and more fulfilled in every single area of your life. Then finally, there's achievable. Let's turn back to page 2 again. So the goals that you set need to be within the realms of possibility. So when you're looking at a goal, the thing you want to ask yourself is, if we removed all constraints, is this possible? So for instance, if I set a goal to be a Wimbledon under-40s tennis champion, that goal isn't achievable because at this point in time I'm 41. So it's just not within the realms of possibility. If I said I wanted to be Wimbledon's under-45s tennis champion, that is achievable. Now, since I don't play tennis, we then need to work out whether it's realistic for me or not, but the goal is achievable. When you're looking at achievability, though, you need to be aware of the possibility that you have some limiting beliefs. And if these limiting beliefs were to disappear, the goal would become achievable. Even culturally, we can have limiting beliefs. For instance, if we went several hundred years ago to the first steam engine with Stevenson, he wanted passengers to go on the first steam engine trip. But nobody would become a passenger. There was a belief that if the human body traveled at more than 25 or 30 miles an hour, you would die from suffocation. As soon as people realized, in actual fact, that you could get on a train and travel at more than 25 or 30 miles an hour and you didn't die, the belief changed, and traveling at that kind of speed suddenly became achievable. Even more recent than that, it was thought at one point in time it was impossible for somebody to run a 4-minute mile. The belief was that the human body couldn't stand it. One person had a different idea and ran the 4-minute mile. The belief of the entire culture at that point in time changed. Within a very, very short period of time, lots of other people ran 4-minute miles. And now, 4-minute miles aren't that exceptional in athletics. So check out, do you have a limiting belief? Which if you were to change the limiting belief, your goal would go from being not achievable to achievable. In later CDs, we'll actually work on how can you change these self-limiting beliefs and get rid of them. So your goals need to be expressed in the present tense, as if you're enjoying the achievement of the goal right now. For balance, you want your goals to be in all areas of life. And you want to make sure that your goals as you set them are achievable.